are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Why are dogs considered man's best friend? By telling the story of our near-death experience with a ferocious canine. Listen to Red Pilled America on the iHeartRadio app. That's Red Pilled America.
He has a tongue like a razor and a mouth like an alligator. He's Bloom Daddy, and here he comes in Hour 3 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up.
All right, let's get it on. Politics, left, right, center, Republican L.G. McArdle, Democrat Jim Byrne, and we're going to dive right into the first topic, and it's the topic that everybody's talking about, and that is Russia. Our national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, described President Biden's two-hour video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin as direct and straightforward. Russia's been amassing troops on the Ukraine border. Sullivan told reporters Biden warned Putin about strong economic and, quote, other measures in the event of military escalation in Ukraine. They're not elaborating on possible consequences. Republican L.G. McArdle, you're going to go first on this one. What should Biden do about Russia? Is a military option on the table if Russia invades Ukraine?
Well, I think the first thing he needs to do is talk to the Ukraine president, which it's my understanding he hasn't done. If you were talking about protecting a nation because of issues that they have, I think it's important to perhaps talk to the president, see what their military strength is, see what they need. But to come off and say there will be strict sanctions when you don't even know what issues are going to hurt Russia in the event, you know, that they're they invade. Well, then I don't know that there's
according to National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, we are in daily contact with officials in Ukraine.
Who's we?
I understand it's we.
Yeah. And perhaps the administration is. And that's what I think is probably the most frightening thing about the whole situation. To say that his conversation with Putin was direct and straightforward, I don't think that Biden can have a direct and straightforward conversation with anybody. Can't do it in a press conference. He certainly is not going to do it with Putin.
Okay, point taken. But what should he do? If you were advising Joe Biden about Russia, would you advise a military option being on the table if they invade Ukraine?
Well, I think you have to have the military option there and prepared and ready to go. But I don't know that that is what anybody wants.
I was going to say, do you think the American people would stomach that?
I don't think the American people would stomach a military option. And again, I don't know that you want to do a military option with Russia. That is just calling for World War III. And you don't underestimate Putin. You know, tactical warfare is something that's way beyond my expertise for sure. And it's a chess game. It's a chess game. It's a chicken game. It requires a lot of intelligence and listening to your advisors. Mm-hmm. And there's just nothing that Biden has done to give the American people, or me, quite frankly, any confidence that he's capable of making these decisions. And somebody else is making the decisions. So what should Biden do? Biden should listen to his generals, which he didn't do in Afghanistan.
All right, let's go to Democrat Jim Byrne. Jim, if you were advising Joe Biden, what would you tell him to do about Russia? And is a military option on the table in your mind?
I don't think a military option is on the table. I don't think that's going to happen. We've been playing this game, to paraphrase Marco Ramius from Hunt Red October, we've been playing this game with our adversaries for decades. And it's not, this is another example of the Soviet, now the Russians, always trying to test the fence somewhere just to see what type of pushback they're going to get from the Americans and the American allies. They're looking for a show of strength. The Russians don't appreciate an olive branch until you show them the back of your hand first. And that's what happened yesterday. Mr. Biden got on a conference call, and I'm telling you right now, you know, if he fell asleep or stumbled or acted in an incoherent fashion, the Russians would have it all over their state media by now. So I doubt that that happened. I do believe that he needs to follow advisors. So there's kind of a paradox there. You know, you can't have it both ways if you're going to criticize this man. You can't say, oh, somebody's making the decisions for him, and then turn around and say, well, he needs to listen to his advisors. Okay, any good leader is smart enough to know his or her limitations and take good advice and act on it. So this is part of a larger maneuver by the Americans and by our allies to keep Putin and Russia in check. And yes, you don't want to go military with these guys, but this is not the Soviet Union. This is 10% of what the Soviet Union was.
Right.
Putin is living in the past, and he tries to relive the glory days of Mother Russia when he does things like this. But the world's tired of it, the Ukraine's tired of it, and the allies are tired of it. Many people that were part of the Soviet bloc are now on the other side. So he's not going anywhere with this he's just trying to flex a muscle and see what he can get away with, and he's not going to get away with it.
Okay, so Ukraine is a democratic state. They want to remain that way. Putin obviously doesn't want a democratic-controlled country right in his backyard, especially a country that used to be a part of the Soviet Union. Jim, if he does use the military, and if he does invade Ukraine, what should our move be? Nothing?
Well, the move's going to be – No. It won't be unilateral, and I'm sure the conversation – look. For every one thing that we know out there, there's probably 10 things that
we don't know.
The Americans that we don't know.
Right.
And for public safety and for tactics, that's exactly what you have to do. Well, if I'm Chuck Noll, am I going to show my playbook across to Bud Grant? No. I mean, some things you let people know that you're on top of it and you're moving, but other things you don't. Yes, there would be some, hypothetically, and I don't think they're crazy enough to do it. They're crazy, but not that crazy. Of course. There are conversations being had in our military and with our allies as we speak about all contingencies on how to contain Putin if he does this. And there would be some type of force, and I think it would be some type of an international coalition to do it. And there would be conversations, and I'm sure there are conversations, back-channeling to the Russians on exactly what they can expect if something like that happens.
Before I go to Elgin, after the debacle in Afghanistan, should Ukraine feel confident the United States has its back?
Absolutely, they should feel confident the U.S. has its back. The debacle in Afghanistan was with the withdrawal. That's what the debacle was. The last two presidents have said, every president said we need to get out of there. So it was the exit that was harmful. No, okay. I do not believe they need to have any concern about the strongest military force in the world, offering assistance if necessary.
All right. Republican Elgin McArdle, same question. After the debacle in Afghanistan, the withdrawal, should Ukraine feel confident the United States has its back?
No. And the reason why, I mean, and I understand Jim wants to characterize it as the withdrawal and limit to the withdrawal, but that was the exact problem. You know, when you promise people to help them and people help you in the course of the past 20 years that they were there, and you leave them there and you pull your military out before you take them out and you even leave your own citizens, then there's no confidence that that's going to happen. As to Jim's comment regarding the press would be all over it in Russia and have a field day if he did anything wrong, there was nobody there. No one was allowed to be in the room when they were discussing things. Usually when foreign leaders meet, first 10 minutes, the press goes in there. They're allowed some access. There was no access allowed to any of this. There was a leak, and the leak was when the Zoom meeting was starting, and that was the other problem with this. It was a Zoom meeting. Really, you're going to have a Zoom meeting with a leader of Russia? It's hard to gauge body language and all of those things over a Zoom meeting, but it's my understanding from the leak that the President Biden couldn't even figure out the mic or how to figure out how to Zoom. So in Putin's observation of all that, I think perceives weakness. And regardless of you know, who's pulling the strings or who's making the decisions. And when I talk of advisors, Jim, I talk about the generals in the military. I'm not talking about the other advisors or whoever's pulling the strings and making the decisions for the and policies for the Democratic Party. So there's two different sets of advisors, cabinet, et cetera. But I think the military is who needs to go to listen to what to do.
All right, Jim, you brought this up real quick, and I'm going to let Elgin answer first, and I'm going to come to you, Jim. But Jim brought it up that, you know, this has been going on for decades with the then Soviet Union and Putin. Is this just Putin's way of seeing if Biden has any cojones?
Yes.
I mean, would he be
absolutely
doing it to anybody? I mean, did he not poke and prod Trump too?
Oh, he did.
Okay.
He did. And I think they met. And, you know, there's a certain amount of respect that you have, you know, strength, you know, carry a big stick, but you, without necessarily pushing the button.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we had in the prior administration. I just don't think that there is any fear of what is going on, you know, in the military force, not to mention the fact that there's the amount of money that is going out for other things besides the military now, and there's just no confidence, and it makes me nervous.
Jim, is this Putin's way, no matter who was president, of just poking and prodding to see what he could get away with?
Absolutely. He wants to test out. He wants to kick the tires on the new guy. I mean, and this is what the Russians and the Soviet Union have been doing all the way back, you know, to when things started to get tense with Joseph Stalin. It's been going on ever since. Khrushchev tried to push Kennedy. He met Kennedy in Europe, and Kennedy was having a very bad day physically. He thought he was weak. Missiles go into Cuba. I mean, they've been playing this game with us, and they will not stop. But to say that this president's treating it differently than Donald Trump, you're absolutely right. Joe Biden is not sitting on Vladimir Putin's lap, that's for sure.
Oh, the Russian narrative. Here we go.
Oh,
all right, let's stay on hold because we have to pivot from Russia to China because you've got, I don't want to say the same thing playing out, but a lot of similar angles here. Politics Left, Right, Center continuing after this.
Radio 1170 WWVA. Looking for a car? Drove from lot to lot only to be offered a few or no selection? We have inventory. A&B Kia in Benwood, West Virginia has over 200 pre-owned cars, SUVs, and minivans priced at pre-COVID prices and ready to go. Trucks. We have the Valley's largest selection of foreign and domestic trucks in both gas and diesel. You want a car? You want a selection? A&B Kia has both. A&B Kia, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. As you know, the supply chain issues are affecting grocery stores everywhere with food shortages and high prices. But there's one store none of this is affecting, and that's the Longhorn's Head to Tail store on the Dickinson Cattle Ranch outside of Barnesville. As a matter of fact, their prices aren't rising because over 1,600 steers are grown on their lush property in eastern Ohio. Healthy cattle, no steroids, growth injections, or spooky vaccines. So head to the Longhorn's Head to Tail store where prices have not changed, and they have no issues with inventory. I eat the product all the time. Believe me, it's delicious and healthy. You looking for a great place to get massages, facials, your nails done, lashes, some brow work, and more? Well, I have it for you. And the place is called Revival Salon and Spa. Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. Revival Salon and Spa is where I go to get my haircut and my massages. Swedish, deep tissue, and for you ladies, prenatal and couples. And right now at Revival Salon and Spa, you will be entered in a holiday basket giveaway worth $250 if you book a color service between now and December 23rd. Revival Salon and Spa on National Road in St. Clairsville.
Hey parents, here's some good news for America's future.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on hollywoodtakeover.com/free. That's hollywoodtakeover.com/free.
Kids ages 5 to 11 are now eligible for a COVID vaccine. That means all those future CEOs and artists, world-class chefs and sports stars, the engineers and the innovators are eligible for a vaccine that can help protect their future. And it's specifically formulated just for them. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Doctors Urgent Care serves nearly 20,000 patients each year at their Wheeling, St. Clairsville, and Barnesville locations. Doctors Urgent Care continues to offer accessible, quality medical care to residents in the Ohio Valley. Doctors Urgent Care offers services such as convenient appointments, walk-ins, our Primary Care One plan, and house calls. Contact Doctors Urgent Care now to set up an appointment at any one of our three locations. Log on to our website at doctorsurgentcare.com or call Doctors Urgent Care today at 740-699-0940.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Epic Restoration of Martins Ferry. This is a full-service restoration company. I'm talking water, fire, smoke, mold, or sewer damage. 24-7 emergency service to Belmont, Ohio, Marshall counties, and also parts of Monroe and Jefferson. Epic Restoration caters to everybody. Any job, big or small, they're all important to Epic Restoration. So take it from Bloom Daddy. I know these guys. They're from the Valley. They care about the Valley. So when you experience one of your worst moments when it comes to damage, let my guys at Epic Restoration in Martins Ferry take care of it for you.
During the season of giving, you might give away more than you want.
Sweater for Mom, video game for Jake, and my credit card for someone named Gina?
More online activity can mean more exposed personal info. But LifeLock by Norton has identity theft protection all wrapped up. And if you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions. But you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com today.
There's confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. But one thing is for sure. Whether or not you're vaccinated, you need an accurate thermometer. Contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever, the leading sign of COVID and the flu. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Looking for a car? Drove from lot to lot only to be offered a few or no selection. We have inventory. A&B Kia in Benwood, West Virginia has over 200 pre-owned cars, SUVs, and minivans priced at pre-COVID prices and ready to go. Trucks, trucks, trucks. We have the Valley's largest selection of foreign and domestic trucks in both gas and diesel. You want a car? You want a selection? A&B Kia has both. A&B Kia, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia.
God, I love Christmas music, and I've been listening to it for 2 months straight. Politics Left, Right, Center on Bloom Daddy, Republican Elgin McCardle, Democrat Jim Byrne. All right, Jim, you get first swing at China now because Elgin went first with Russia. What do we do about China? And what if China invades Taiwan? And again, is a military option on the table?
Well, yes and yes on this one. I mean, we've pledged our support to Taiwan, and that's just a hardcore firm commitment. Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump, Mr. Obama, Mr. Bush, and others all the way back have pledged that firm commitment to Taiwan. China's doing a similar thing, a little more quantum than the Russians, because Putin's motivations are as much about the past and reliving glory as they are about the future. China's just laser focused on the future in competition for world dominance against America and the West, starting and leading with economics. This is all part of their massive chess game to attempt to overtake the West. So there are others over there in the Pacific theater that have very vested interest in this dynamic, not just the Americans who've pledged commitment to Taiwan, but you have Korea, South Korea, you have Japan, you have others whose interests could be compromised if the Chinese are left unchecked. So yes, the answer is yes. And if that were something, it's not going to happen. But if it did, we would not be there alone. And let's not forget the conventional military strength of the Americans. We still outgun the Chinese 6, 7, 8 to 1. So they know that, and they know that it would have an adverse effect on their ability to chase us economically. So again, it's saber rattling with a little more dimension to it, as I see it.
Republican Elgin McCardle, we owe China a lot of money. Do they really want to, you know, lose the option of collecting if they get into a war with us?
I doubt. I mean, yeah, we do. We almost there's lots of corporations, high level corporations, that owe them lots of money. The United States owes them lots of money. Why would you do that? It makes no sense. Again, going back to my comment with Russia, it is a chess game. The whole I don't know that an actual war would be inevitable at this stage of the game, mm-hmm. just based upon the technology, the ability to have drones. I mean, you'd have it would be a
so it's not conventional warfare.
No, it's not American conventional
warfare. American people
think,
you know, lining people up and sending troops. An old deal. This
right.
would be more technological.
It's technological. You're talking about the grid. You're talking about,
cyber
viruses,
attacks,
biological warfare. So there's just so much more involved.
And they might unleash the coronavirus on us. Oh, wait a minute.
They did.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So what about the boycotting of the Winter Olympics, Jim? We're going to not send diplomats. You have some people calling on not sending athletes. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm not there yet. I think a good response to their human rights abuses was to not send diplomats, reminding China and the world that from a political standpoint, they're way off base. They're just way off base, and they continue to be with their human rights abuses. But to punish the athletes based on the current state of things, I think would be a bit too much. Let the athletes go. Let the athletes compete. Let the American athletes show the Chinese and the world, how strong we are.
Elgin,
I think that's
you make a political statement by sending the athletes and beating them is what you do.
Right. I think that's what's going to go. I mean, my understanding is that athletes are going. That it's a diplomatic boycott where they're not going to send a United States delegation to go watch. I mean, I think that's so. Whether China cares about that, I don't know. I think it's more the propaganda that the Chinese are putting out that the United States isn't coming. We're coming. We're sending our athletes. At least that's what Jen Psaki says.
All right, Jim, let me go back to China one more time, though. If they would invade Taiwan, do you think the world would react? I mean, you have the United States. You think Japan, Germany, South Korea. Do you think everybody would be on the same page as far as fighting back against China?
I do, because of the dialogue we had in the last segment, which is China's objective is to be the world power, starting with economic might and secondarily with military might. So, yes, there is an economic interest with these other countries, all of whom you mentioned, to push back on China if they were to take such a unilateral aggression, which for them would be the first time they did it. But let's not underestimate the resolve of the Chinese. If they thought they had the ability through economic and military power to be aggressors, they would do it without batting an eye. And so any attempt, or if they start to get bold enough to think they could get away with something like that, the whole world's watching them, not just America. And I do believe you would find unison in response to it. Absolutely.
Republican Elgin McCardle, do you agree with that?
I would agree with that. China is absolutely trying to be the number one country in the world, and the financial aspect of it, they're certainly well on their way. But the United States is not going to cave to that, the communism and everything else that goes along with it. And there are a lot in the South Pacific that are not going to agree with it as well. Because if you do that, then you got to worry about Kim Jong-un and everything.
It's funny you bring him up, and that's just what I was going to say to both of you. With Russia making all this noise, China making all this noise, Kim Jong-un sitting there going, hey, wait a minute, what do I have to do to get some attention here?
Right.
He's going to do something at some point in time.
Right. At one point, if I remember correctly, Trump did send a fleet into the South Pacific, mm-hmm. just as a show of force. Didn't do anything. Everybody said, oh, he's going to start the war. But that's exactly, he did exactly what Putin's doing. And that's just a show of strength. We're here. Don't mess. And that's what we're going to do.
All right. Hey, Jim, thanks for the time, man. We'll do it again next week.
Always a pleasure, guys. Talk soon.
All right. That is Democrat Jim Byrne. Politics Left, Right, Center will continue. Kind of hitting on this topic a little bit more with a former associate White House counsel to President George W. Bush and former counsel to the Assistant Attorney General for National Security at the Department of Justice. He's going to be breaking down Russia, China, and Democratic disputes over both those countries.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.